fact, the author we're going to be talking about now, is he coming along as well?
He is. He's going to be speaking at Woodbridge Library for browsers. His name is Martin Walker. And I have to confess that his books were new to me when I was introduced to him. And I've read his latest book, which he's going to be presenting in Woodbridge in September. So I've read the latest book, but it's number 12 in his, it's not a series, but 12 following on this particular character.
But they all talk about one person, don't they?
Yes, yeah. So it's Bruno. He's a village policeman in France, and he likes his food, he likes his wine, and he likes his friendships and his relationships. So you've got all of that going on in a beautiful setting in France, as well as a murder mystery to solve. And as I said, there are 12 of them. So I thought you'd help me.
You do get a few French cookery tips, don't you?
Yes.
To do a little bit about French wine and things like that.
Yes, and it's almost like you could follow the recipe.
Yeah, exactly.
They're so beautifully described. But we're going to go to book one, which is Death in the Dordogne. And I thought it'd be quite interesting to see how they started, how we were introduced to this policeman. And hopefully we might be intrigued enough to follow on with what I've done, which is go to straight to the end of the series and find out how the character has developed and what's happened to him in all the time. And perhaps read all the ones in between as well.
My friend Kirsten, who's German, but she speaks English beautifully. She teaches English as well. She introduced me to Martin Walker's books when I was with her last summer.
Oh, really?
So I've actually read Death in the Dordogne.
So you're ahead for once.
She reads it in English, and so did I. I have to say, so for once in my life, I've done my homework already. So I should be intrigued to see what everyone thinks, and I would like to read the current one as well, just to see how the character has developed over time.
So we can do a swap almost. Yes, and he's quite an interesting author in himself as well, because he moved to France, but he was based in Britain to start with, worked for the Guardian for a number of years, and then went to America and worked for CNN and various news channels there, and also had a home in France, so he gets about a bit, and you know, wide-ranging career and very successful with these books, which are very popular all over Europe apparently, so it'll be interesting to find out more about it.
And did you say he'd based Bruno on a real life character?
Yes, so when he moved to this village in France, he was so immersed in the environment and the relationships, but he befriended the village policeman there, who's his tennis partner or something, and thought he'd make a great character in a book, so did. And apparently his friend is quite okay about that.
You would have to be, wouldn't you?
You would,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise it could be the end of a beautiful relationship.
12 books later as well. It's fantastic.
Yes. So very interesting. So it'd be good to find out more about that.
So I shall be very interested to see what you think. I might have to scamper through it again just to make sure I can remember what it's about. Martin Walker, Death in the Dordogne is the first book. He's written several others. So the joy of this is if you really like his books, you now have several more to read for yourself through the summer or whenever.
And come and meet him in September the 16th at Woodbridge Library.
September 16th. Tell me Browser's bookshop number so that people can ring and book tickets.
Yeah, it's 01394 388 8890, and that's a lunchtime event as well. It's 1 o'clock at Woodbridge Library.
Okay, lunchtime as well.
And if I could just mention that also Max Hastings, the military historian, he's coming to Woodbridge Community Hall in September the 24th. That's also a lunchtime event, 1:30, and he's going to be speaking about his new book, which is investigating again the Dambusters raid.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to be fascinating. Yeah, and it's quite a coup that he's coming to Woodbridge. So tickets are going to go quite quickly.
So you're
for that.
Quite pleased with yourself, aren't you?
I am, thanks.
Quite smug. Which website?
No, just very excited.
So Browser's website, your website as well?
Yes, browsersbookshop.com and katherinelana.com or morebookbooks.com.
Whichever you like.
Yeah.
All these
you can remember, try not to merge them together.
All these choices as well. Are you doing anything with the New Angle Awards? Because that's my book excitement at the moment. It's the New Angle Prize for Literature. It's every 2 years it's run, and we're going to find out who the winner is tomorrow night.
Yes.
Are you there?
No, I'm not. I can't get there, no.
I'm hosting, so I should be there. So I have no idea. They're really different books. Amazingly different books.
Well, we had a small event in Woodbridge, a book group event discussing one of the books, Devoured. So it'll be interesting to see how that rates. Because we had a very interesting discussion about that. People, were very positive or very negative.
So one of those Marmite
one of those books
as well.
Very clever.
Katherine, as always, thank you ever such a lot.
Pleasure.
KatherineLana.com. Have a look at the Browser's bookshop. But read Martin Walker's first book, Death in the Dordogne, all about Bruno. Let us know what you think.